So anyhow, the University of Northern Iowa Panthers were in Madison last week. Yeah. But apparently they didn't get the memo, and they very nearly won. So here's how, just to restate, here's how it works. We give you a bunch of money and all the per diems. You come to Camp Randall and roll over. That was quite a scare, actually. Usually, you know, we bring in the first game of the year. We bring in the Arizona Jackrabbits or the Slippery Rock Blue-Green Algae, you know, one of the bigger teams. And they know what they're there for. We, you know, we crush them, and then everyone drinks. And... well, that would happen anyway, but, you know. So it's a good ball club, the Panthers, but just don't let it happen again, is what I'm saying. It's really good, actually. What you want to do, though, if you want to raise money, you know, for the program, get a really bad team. Because then all these other, the Big Ten teams will bring them in for the first games, you know, around. They'll give you $1 million to come in and lose big. So instead of trying to make a good team, get a bad team, but make big money. You know. Okay, I'll get off that game. Great to be here in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, or as the natives call it, Iowa. This is Iowa. No one tells you where they're from in Iowa. You know, when people come to the show all the time in Madison, and they say, where are you from? They say, Iowa. And I said, could you narrow that down? You know, yes, someone from Zwingle, where they're from, they'll say Iowa. Zwingle. Iowans refuse to be pigeonholed. I said, what, you know, where, you can't, they don't want to be nailed down what part of Iowa they're actually from. I don't know why. You can tell their county from their plates, you know. So, that's about it. You have to press them for details, though. Personally, someone that's from Zwingle, I'd like to know it. You know, that's kind of cool to be from Zwingle, find out about Zwingle. Iowans in their hometown are sort of like Romney in taxes. It's a need-to-know basis. You know, and you don't need to know. But you got to like that, though. It's all part of Iowa pride. You know, Iowans are just, you know, they're Iowans. They're proud of that. They got even got a hall, Iowa Pride Hall, Hall of Pride, Iowa. Neil Kinnock is in there, preserved like Lenin, actually. He's laid out. Very well preserved. Then they have the Hall of Slogans. You go in there and see, we do amazing things with corn, Iowa. You know, not as depressing as Idaho on this one. I owe a lot to Iowa. All the great slogans from over the years. Gateway to Illinois. Iowa or the highway. Build it and Kevin Costner will come. All those great slogans. I love coming to Iowa. Iowa's like a nice Wisconsin. You know? No one has an axe to grind. I'm not saying we do in Wisconsin, but occasionally. So it's really nice. You know, people in Iowa are anxious to give you directions, which is about unique in America. You know, you travel around. They love giving you directions. They hope you'll stop. You know, they could be mowing their lawn or something, you know, on the highway. They're alongside the highway. I don't know why they mow their lawn along the highway, but they do that in Iowa. And they'll want you to stop and ask for directions. They hope you will. They're hurt if you don't stop and ask. So that's a good thing, except all the directions are mostly on, you know, based on where the silo used to be. You turn over the silo used to be there. So it doesn't, they don't help. They're not helpful, actually, come think of it. But they're nice. That's the point I'm trying to make. My only regret, actually, is that we only have, our border is only Dubuque. Wisconsin border with Iowa is just Dubuque. That's all there is. You know, we just got the little thing there. Portal. It's a portal. Thank you. I'll just play the piano from now on. Don't say anything. Almost missed having a border with Iowa entirely, except for Dubuque was there. That was convenient or something. But we'd like more of a border with Iowa and less with Illinois and Minnesota, is what I'm saying. Much less. There's some way we could work that out. So I got a kick, too. I always enjoy the Iowa Great Lakes. That's pretty cute. The Iowa Great Lakes. First time I heard that. West and East, Okoboji. right? The Great Lakes. There's a trivia killer for you. What are the Iowa Great Lakes? Superior, Michigan, Huron, and East and West Okoboji. It's cute. I like it. I would like to apologize for little Pauly Ryan coming down here so much to pester you. He's running for something. I don't know what. Neither does he. He thinks because we got that border at Dubuque there that he has the right to come down here, you know, bother you. But I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, he comes to the fair. He will not buy you a beer. You're not going to get a beer from Paul Ryan. Up until now, Pauly has been our problem, and I apologize for spreading it around. You know, but you guys get them all. You know, I mean, Iowa is like the epicenter for every politician. You know, because you got the 6 electoral votes. Count them, 6. I don't get it. You know, I mean, it must be a very important 6. It's 5 now? More than 5? I said 6. You didn't see the thumb. Yeah, 6, okay. So they're all down here. In fact, you know, Air Force One is in long-term parking at the Waterloo International Airport down here. Direct flights to Waverly and Marshalltown. And whatever else you can say about President Obama, he's not afraid to buy a beer. He'll buy you a beer. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think for me that's meaningful. You know, a guy will buy you a beer. Okay, that's something. That's all I'm saying. Mitt can't do it for religious reasons, of course, but he wouldn't anyway. You know that. He doesn't carry money with him. You know those rich guys don't carry money with them. They say, "Oh, geez, I don't have money with me." James, buy this man a beer. So anyhow, and then, Romney was in town, though, I guess, and he was just amazed at the Made Right. Oh, God, was he excited. Loose meat. He was running around saying, loose meat. Meat that's loose. On a bun, they put it. It's like Richie Rich seeing his first Made Right. You know, he says, whoa. Buy the store, Mom. Downsize it and offshore it. Take it. Mumbai. Made Right in Mumbai. Anyway. In all the Iowa news that isn't, including Cedar Falls, Waterloo, and Independence, UNI wants the pantherized Chevy Cavalier back. Air it out, it'll be fine, really. Turns out the auction was fixed. That's the only reason he won it. You know, and not to be serious, in a serious situation, I know, but one thing to be learned from this whole Wassendorf thing is don't outline your fraud scheme in the suicide note. Because you might live, you know. This is what I'm just saying. And not to dwell on this, but as it stands now, of the 35 counts, probably the only one that will stand up is stealing my Sharona. this means nothing to anyone, 99% of the country, but I don't care. I'm here in Iowa. I know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. But we're over that section now. We're going to all the news that isn't, other news that isn't. Let's see now what we got here now. The Iowa kids are already back in school. They got to go back to school. They got detasseling. Then they're right in school afterwards, right after the detasseling. They got no summer, these kids. I feel bad for them. Wow. That detasseling, what is that, 2 weeks? 4 weeks? Okay. That's 4 weeks of your summer, and then you're back in school. That's not fair. And over in Iowa City, the Obama Iowa City forces raid the Romney camp in Orange. That's right, it's the Barack Hawk Wars. It's a long way to get that bad pun, isn't it? Barack Hawk Wars. The Barack Hawk Wars. Okay, never mind. The Iowa leading indicators are up in August from 105.1 to 105.4, or 0.3 of a leading indicator. It's like a hog belly rising, you know, just a little bit. But still good. Residential construction is up to about the lintels. Hopefully get the roof on by winter. Soybeans are so pricey now, they're trading on the currency markets. A lot of guys are trading their cougarans for soybeans. And, pheasants are up, although peasants are down. Looks like a good pheasant harvest, especially for the guys with the combines. Get a lot of them with a combine. If you're quick enough, shoot them up in the pheasant silo there, you know, but they're separating out the cottontails. I don't know, I'm not a pheasant hunter. Isn't that the way they do it? I thought they did that. The governor has relaxed the overweight load limits for harvest time, so you've got 60 days to throw anything you got in the pickup. All of it, if you want. Just a question of springs, really. In the election, Obama is 0.2% ahead in Cedar Falls and 0.2% behind in Waterloo, so it looks like a wash. There is some constitutional question whether none of the above can actually serve as president of the United States. And in still other news, Streaker arrested for being bucks naked at the Waterloo Stadium. I'm not saying all this is consistent and there's a little transition here. But, recent polls rate the Cattle Congress 80 points higher than the U.S. Congress. Cattle Congress. Vote Feldman for Cattle Congress. John Deere Gators are now allowed on Waterloo streets if you look like you're doing something useful with them. So pretend to be busy or hauling something or picking something, and you're fine. Whether you can drive into church or not depends on your denomination. So. Some of the more liberal Methodists, I think, probably would allow it. excuse me, where was it? Yes. After the success of the anti-Obama film in Iowa, a new anti-Romney film opens up called King Mitt of Mumbai. Okay. Mixed reaction. The health initiative is not doing so well now that it's called the Iowa Blue in the Face Zone. The discovery at the Iowa State Fair that nearly everything can be wrapped in bacon and did not help the Iowa Blue Zone effort at all. Nor the deep-fried pork chop on a stick. But why do you have to put a stick on a pork chop? It comes with a handle. I don't get that. The Iowa speed limit was raised from 65 to 70, so folks can now drive 15 miles per hour under the limit. Christy Vilsack is running for Congress on her seven-layer salad. That's her entire platform is her seven-layer salad. I don't quite understand it, but I'm sure it's a good one. You know, the people are very proud of their seven-layer salad. The incumbent, Steve King, has backed down from his English now, his English only platform. Now he wants Pig Latin as the official language of America. That's a race to watch. Iowan Zach Walls makes the case for having two moms at the Democratic convention. And that was great, but he evaded the question. Okay, everyone asks, if they're both always right, who wins the argument? The speed limit on Center and Lake Streets in Cedar Falls has been lowered from 45 to 35, except on yellows. Anything goes on yellow still. That's good news. The Waterloo school dress code has been revised to require solid orange jumpsuits. I don't even get that myself. I don't understand what that reaction. Cedar Falls partners with Laban City in China. They will exchange loose meat for Mandarin chicken. The Peregrine Triathlon has been canceled after it was discovered the three events were weaseling, lying, and bamboozling. That's one triathlon I could probably do it right in, actually. You can now have only a maximum of three cats in Cedar Falls. That's the big news here. And or as many as three dozen if they are beneficiaries in your will. So that's they do allow you some leeway there. And finally, the Black Hawk Button Club will meet immediately after the show at St. Paul's Methodist in Waterloo. That's all the news. That is it from Iowa, including Cedar Falls, Waterloo, and Independence. Thank you so much. Button Club. Don't forget the Button Club.